Tippy Talks Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Tippy Talks, your financial empowerment podcast full of education, resources, and so much more for service providers. My name is Ashley and I'm one of the account managers here at Tippy. We know you're busy, so let's dive in. All right, welcome back to Tippy Talks. I'm here with Candace Johnson. She's one of our Tippy accounts that we are so excited to have join us today. She owns Candy Skin. She's owned it for about 9 years, been in the business for over 16 years as a licensed esthetician. Mm-hmm. And I am so happy that we are able to sit down and talk about your journey, and not only just with Tippy, but in the business as well. Right. We all learn so much from each other, and that's what this podcast is all about. So it's about, you know, you sharing your story and having other people come together as a community so we can all learn, elevate, and continue to grow, you know, with each other. So thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah, this is going to be so great. So let's start right there. Like, tell me a little bit about your journey, your background a little bit, and we're going to dive in there.
Well, I received my license 16 years ago, and I received my license in Atlanta, actually. I lived there for about 9 years. I moved back here to Dallas. This is where I'm from, back home for family reasons and just wanted, you know, a change. And I decided to open up my business, Candy Skin. And within 6 months of being here, I had to find a whole new place and find employees. So I took off really, really fast. Surprisingly, we've been gone for 12 years. But I feel like I had all the knowledge that I, you know, gained over the years in the industry in Atlanta. And I was able to implement that. And that was one of the reasons why I took off so quickly. Fast forward to now, I have a pretty large staff, a staff of maybe over 20 employees, and I've been retired since 36 and I'm 40 now. So I've been I've been retired for 4 years.
Yeah.
And it's been great. It's been great. We've been doing great each year as a business. So it's been an awesome journey.
That's amazing. I love that. So gosh, you have a big group.
Yes.
Cool. Yes. So tell me, you know, leading as, you know, as a leader, as a mentor, you know, let's dive into that. Like, tell me what it is that really drives you on that path. You know, obviously you're not doing the skin anymore, but mm-hmm. now you're kind of going to this other realm of things and you're mm-hmm. really, it sounds like hands-on with the team. So tell me what is it about that really drives you every day and makes you, you know, want to continue to do better for them?
Honestly, being able to see them win. Mm. You know, they are, I always say they're a business within the business.
Oh, yes. I love that.
Right? I love to see them win. I love to see when they're making money and they're able to do things for their personal lives and able to get homes and all this type of stuff. So I like being able to contribute to that so that they can, you know, they can constantly strive for success as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So you bringing Tippy in about a year ago, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, obviously bringing something new into the business is very hard. What happened when you decided to go for it?
Going from being in my employee's positions, you know, I've been an employee as well too in this industry. I've never really understood, you know, why tips were done the way they were done. You know, some companies do it differently. Some may, you know, do a payout at the end of your shift. Mm-hmm. Some put it on your check like we were. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to also find a way for business reasons, as well as helping my staff. I also wanted to scale back on some of our merchant services fees.
Yeah.
And then on the employee side, I wanted them to be able to track what they have coming in. You know, it's kind of difficult to track what your tips are, you know, it's not something to really pay attention to. Being able to track it now and see what they have, it's helped them tremendously. And I love that for them. And I also love that I can save some money as well too. Sure.
Absolutely, right? Everybody has to win in this, right? It has to make sense.
Yes, yes. Everybody wins.
Exactly. You have do you have a standout story about the staff? You know, like any one in particular story that's just like, you know what? This is exactly why I chose to go down here.
Oh, yeah, I have lots of those. So, okay, I have one. I have one of my team members. She told me, she said she's never been able to save. Never been able to save ever. And with the Tippy system, it's allowed her to save money. She doesn't touch it at all. It's in reserve. So she could use it, whether she wants to use it toward her, you know, child's school function or a trip, a family trip, you know, anything like that. She's able to actually reserve that money for things that she really wants to do. And it's just a win-win. Again, I can't keep saying that. It is a win-win for her. And that's one of the major stories that steps out for me, that you're actually able to be financially stable. That's so important. So that's a great story.
Absolutely. Oh gosh, I love that. Well, you know what? That is the reason why we like Tippy even exists. It's because we were all in a 7 location salon and spa. I'm not sure if you really know the story behind it, but we all needed to continue to give the staff what they were used to. And so we would pay them out in cash every night. And going to the bank was getting crazy because no one had cash anymore. Right. And this was, you know, 2015, this is all starting, 2016, now 2017 is really becoming a problem. Mm-hmm. So our marketing director at the time had the idea of Tippy, and it just is amazing when you think about tips. It is such a big part of your income as a service professional. And when you can look at it as income and you can value it as income, it becomes so much bigger, right? Mm-hmm. And it just becomes this thing that now I can, you know, go and afford the car that I want. I can go and afford the house that I want. And I work really hard, you know, whether you're behind the chair or you're in the skincare room, you are servicing these people and giving them this amazing experience. And all of those thank yous add up to this huge piece of the pie at the end of the day. And it's really cool and valuable to still continue to see service professionals just take off and value it too.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, I love that story. That's so cool. So tell me a little bit about, you know, when you hear that you are looking to your next thing or you want to evolve in the business, is there something that, you know, you're thinking about, or what does your next, you know, couple of years look like and the goals that you have coming up? Like, tell us a little bit about that. I'd love to learn a little bit more.
So we are, Candy Skin actually specializes in waxing and skincare.
Okay.
Waxing is our number one service, but a lot of people don't realize that it's still skincare when you're doing hair removal. Mm-hmm. So what we decided to do over the years, we've been able to really prove our concept of our business. And right now, this year, we're working on just making sure that we are setting up our business to be marketable as a franchise.
So, oh my gosh, I love that. That's so cool.
Yes. So right now we're in the position of, you know, making contacts and making those networking meetings and relationships to build so that we can have our team ready for that transition so that we can have the multiple locations and be prepared and do it the right way.
Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting. Gosh, I love that. And you know what? It's so funny. Like, going back to my, like, you know, service professional days and everything, waxings and those haircuts, that's your bread and butter. That's what builds your foundation. That's the thing that really starts to snowball your career, really.
Yes,
so,
yes.
I mean, just, I love that whole concept. So you really focusing on that and growing the franchise. It's amazing. Has there ever been like a moment where it's been tough, it's been hard, and, you know, now you're second guessing yourself, but what's the thing that just keeps you moving forward?
You know, honestly, it is my staff. I have a love for them that is so huge because they come in and they work so hard. And I want to make it so they can, you know, get where they're going. It's all about bringing them up with me, you know.
Yes.
As we continue to grow, you know, I want to continue to put them in different positions so they can, you know, have a widespread of experience in this industry. And then it's not just about just being behind the table. You know, I want them to turn into managers and you know, franchise owners as well, too. So putting them in places where they can grow and evolve as well. It's not just about me, you know.
Yeah. I mean, when you have the why behind it and you have a purpose and you
have
that forward thinking mindset, I mean, really you will have like the days that just aren't going your way. But if you don't have the bigger picture in mind, then those bad moments can really get you caught up. But it sounds like the, you know, you're so driven and you have the mindset, you have that focus, and gosh, just focusing on the bigger picture is what will pull you through and make you successful. So I'm so proud of you. That's so awesome.
Thank you. You have to have a vision.
Yes. I mean, hello. Yeah. I mean, that's a great vision to have. So, I mean, accomplishments and all kinds of stuff aside, what can you share with the community of Tippi on being a business owner, running a staff, share some experience for them?
Making sure, number one, making sure you pour into them. A lot of, and I've of course worked in, you know, different companies, and a lot of time that's, I feel like a lot of businesses are missing that. For myself, I don't make it about me at all. I'm very behind the scenes. In order for me to grow this big over the last 9 years, it's from me being able to trust people. Put them in leadership roles, allow them to have some sort of stock in the business.
Mm.
And I believe that that's what allowed me to be able to retire at 36.
Sure.
It's from me pushing them to the forefront and teaching them how to run the business so I don't have to be there.
Yeah.
But, right, this is all for them, but I don't have to be there.
What a leader. I mean, that's the definition of a leader, is leading, you know, in a way that you're beside them and you're pushing them forward. Yeah, I love that. Oh, that's so cool.
Only way to do it.
Anything else that you want to share? Lessons?
Yes, I would say always scaling your costs back. You want to analyze your books every day, every month, every second.
Yes.
Make sure that you have options. Because your cash flow has to be, you know, up. That's what we want all the time. Your revenue has to be up. So making sure you're always looking for ways to scale back your costs and just, you know, pushing advertisement, making sure that you are putting your business out there, finding different ways to market your business that may be, you know, seem unconventional to most businesses, but just tapping into those things, connecting with people who have done this before, you know, making sure that you have someone, not necessarily just a mentor, but someone that you can model after as well, too.
Yeah. Someone to bounce ideas off of, you know?
Yes. And not a lot of people have that.
Exactly. I know. And you know what's crazy is like the beauty space, in any aspect that you're in, everybody is so willing to help you. So I do love that. And I'm sure, you know, you would be honored to have anyone reach out to you if they needed
most
a question
definitely.
Or something. Yeah. I feel that energy. I love that. I think that, you know, when you do have someone that you can bounce ideas off of, or you can feel that you're being mentored with, you don't feel so alone in it. And, I think ownership of anything can feel alone sometimes because you do carry a lot of burden, but when you're shedding those things and even in the leadership that you have, it definitely makes it a lot easier.
It does.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Anything else that you want to share with us today?
Actually, I just want to say that Tippi has been an amazing addition to our business. And that was one of the reasons why I wanted to do this.
Yeah.
And I tell a lot of people about Tippi, but Tippi has been so amazing. Within our first year, we actually did over $100,000 in tips.
Amazing.
Right? We were never able to track what our average tip was. That was just unheard of. But knowing, you know, that the customer is happy on their end to be able to give a little bit more to the person that they love to come see.
Exactly.
It's awesome. The customers love it. The technicians love it. And we love it, of course. And anybody out there that, you know, is interested in the Tippi system, I recommend it 100%.
Sharing your story about it is so huge, because we can talk about Tippi all day long, right?
We
love it. We love the product. But coming from you is so much more meaningful, because you live it every day, and you're proof that it is working, and it is a system that is of value to everyone. The win-win that you're talking about. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much. This was good.
Hey, Tippi family. Terry McKim here, founder of Tippi. When I came up with the concept many years ago on the back of a piece of paper, I couldn't have imagined it would turn out like this. The businesses, and most importantly, the users, are really what makes this company so special. The goal then, and still today, was to better the beauty industry, but most importantly, provide financial tools to empower the service professionals. So when we say Tippi was created and built in industry, we mean it. We now have a community of strong, talented, and hardworking individuals, and we're still growing. Thank you for trusting us. We can't wait to keep growing with you.